It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. Just when you thought you had recovered from Mardi Gras, not so fast. There's more to come, and we are the beneficiary of same. Lawrence Shahardy, co-captain of the crew of Argus, joins us. He's also one of my wine-worthy friends. A little inside joke there. Lawrence, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here, Noel. Thank you for putting me on.
Lawrence, big news. Obviously, that day, Mardi Gras Day, was pretty ugly, and I think everyone came together and figured out a way to resolve that issue, and you guys will be rolling on Sunday. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we'll be rolling Sunday at 10 a.m. on the traditional Metairie Road route ahead of the St. Patrick Parade. And we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great day. We're bringing Mardi Gras to St. Patrick Day. So it's going to be exciting. We're expecting big crowds and looking forward to it.
The weather's supposed to be great. What can we expect from Argus? I know when you kind of, you know, try to re-engineer the parade on a different date, it's not as easy as a lot of people think, right?
No, you're absolutely correct. We shut everything down once we were notified that we couldn't ride on Mardi Gras Day. And then we got a call from the parish, and they were trying to work something out to reschedule. And thanks to the parish and the St. Patrick Committee, Parade Committee, everybody agreed for us to roll this Sunday ahead of the St. Patrick Parade. But we were able to put the parade back together again. We're going to have, we have marching bands. We'll have a few groups in the parade, and our riders are going to be obviously going to be on the floats. And so it'll be a traditional Argus Mardi Gras Day parade. It just won't be on Mardi Gras Day. It's going to be the day we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Lawrence, I had the opportunity to talk to some of the executives in the St. Patrick's Day parade, and they were very excited about the accommodation. And that was good to see that, you know, multiple crews coming together, being collaborative, and, you guys going off early that day at 10 a.m., which I think is a great start and will make for a great day. That's a process you don't always see. You've been around a long time. I've been around a long time. You don't always see that. And it's just so I'm just so encouraged to hear that everything worked out.
Yeah, it is. And it's a good example of when government wants to work with people and cooperate with people to make something happen. And, of course, you know, thanks go to our parish president, Cynthia Lee Shang, and the parish council for allowing this to happen. And they worked not only to bring us in, but also to bring the St. Patrick Parade Committee in as well. So, yeah, it's really a good example of government doing something I think is good. And I think the people who come to the parade are going to really have a great time.
Now, you have been a big caretaker of Mardi Gras Day in Jefferson Parish, and the trucks weren't able to roll either. I think there were similar accommodations made for the truck parade as well on a different day. Is that true?
Yes, that's my understanding. My understanding is that the truck crew that would roll behind Argus on Mardi Gras Day is going to roll next Sunday following the Irish-Italian parade. That's my understanding.
And that would be on that traditional veterans route. So everybody is, because people don't realize the financial commitment made not only the crews, but the riders as well. So when it cancels like that, it's a big loss, right?
Oh, it is a big loss. It's a monumental task, obviously, bringing everything together. But, getting the floats for Mardi Gras Day or the parade day, the tractors. And what people don't think about is tractor drivers. The group of folks that drive these tractors that pull the floats, it's a certain group of people, and they know what they're doing, and you really have to rely on them. So like in Argus's case, we were discussing with the parish the possibility of rolling the Monday night before Mardi Gras, but that didn't work because of all the parades going on. We had no tractor drivers, so that was our problem and why we couldn't go to that Monday night the day before Mardi Gras. So, no, it's a monumental task putting a parade on, Mardi Gras parade on. It's a year-long process. So to take it apart and then put it back together again in 11 days is a pretty big feat.
And what's not talked about a lot either is it's important that you have this continuity, that y'all do roll, because it is difficult and it's getting harder and harder to stage parades economically. And when you have, if you have a year that falls out, it makes the following year that much harder to put on, right?
Absolutely. I mean, insurance costs continue to go up. Cost of floats and maintaining floats is increasing, and cost of tractor drivers. It's over a period of time, everything goes up and cost. And so, it is a difficult thing to do, but, we've managed to do it. And, we're just looking forward to be able to parade.
And that just highlights what you said earlier, the importance of parish government getting involved and making sure that this happens, because they really are acting as stewards of the whole celebration of Mardi Gras in the future, working with the crews.
Well, that's very true. And this is part of our culture. Mardi Gras is part of our culture. The St. Paddy's Parade is part of that culture. The Irish-Italian Parade, the same thing. And so to miss a parade because of weather is bad enough, but it's even worse if you can't figure out a way to have that parade at a later date. And, of course, we're fortunate and lucky, and thanks to Jefferson Parish and a parish president, we're able to parade on Sunday.
Now, I understand that you guys are at Gennaro's today, joining forces with the Irish parade officials in their celebration today. Is that true?
That's a true statement. There will be some presentations and speech making at 5 o'clock this afternoon by Gennaro's right there off of Metairie Road. Well, Gennaro's is actually on Metairie Road, but I think the festivities take place on the street next door. So, we'll be there this evening and looking forward to that.
Well, have a great celebration this evening and a great roll on Sunday as well. You and your other co-captain, Rob Deviney, with the crew of Argus, we thank y'all for all the hard work that you do in bringing Mardi Gras to Jefferson Parish.
Thank you, Noel. Appreciate the call. Appreciate you allowing me to be on with you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us, folks.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.